This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 20 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis and eczema and rosacea and acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of the modern medical model can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you here on The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. We have all the products up there, including the Healthy Start Pack and my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder that you add to water and drink. You can find out all about it on brightsideben.com. You can also check out the articles and the videos, and if you want to make some money selling longevity products or just get your products wholesale, you can click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and for a one-time $10 fee, you can join the Brightside Ben team and make some money and sell longevity products, have yourself a business with all the perks, tax write-offs, and all the things that come with having a business. And you can also get your products at the wholesale price. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. All right, thanks so much for joining us once again on The Bright Side. Coming up at the bottom of the hour today, we're going to have a special guest, Linda Peterson. She's the author of The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. Linda is a cancer survivor, and her book is written for cancer sufferers and their families and their loved ones as a way of expressing themselves through, as she puts in her subtitle, through their journey through cancer. Linda's story is inspiring. Her book is valuable and important. And if you're dealing with cancer, you have a friend or a loved one who's dealing with cancer, you're going to want to hear what she says, what she has to say at the bottom of the hour today. All right, I want to continue talking about the pancreas and pancreatic insufficiency. Last program, I said that there's a vitamin that's very important. It's associated with pancreatic insufficiency. I should say deficiencies in this very important vitamin are associated with pancreatic insufficiencies, and that is vitamin B12. This stupendously important nutrient plays a key role in nerve health and brain health and in digestive health. There was an article that was published last week in the journal Gut that showed that vitamin B12 can be an important nutritional supplement for treating hepatitis C. Researchers found that significant positive effects were especially noticeable in patients whose hep C was particularly resistant to treatment. And considering that a good 60 to 65, even 70% of hep C patients are going to go on to develop chronic hepatitis C, we're talking about a very serious finding. Vitamin B12 deficiency is one of the most, if not the most, important micronutrient deficiency in all of micronutrient deficiencies, and it truly is a major health crisis. In the words of Sally Pacholik and Dr. Jeffrey Stewart in their great book, Could It Be Vitamin B12? Vitamin B12 deficiency is a hidden epidemic, and as it turns out, pancreatic insufficiency can be a direct cause of vitamin B12 deficiency. In a study that was published in the European Journal of Pediatrics in 1981, researchers found that poor vitamin B12 absorption was linked to deficiencies in pancreatic juices, and replacing those juices using pancreatin improved the absorption of B12 in all test subjects. Another article that was published in 1990 in the journal Pancreas, it was shown that a malabsorption of vitamin B12 occurs in about 30% of adult patients with pancreatic insufficiency issues. Considering how hard it is to diagnose pancreatic insufficiency, how vague the symptoms can be, and how significant and important vitamin B12 deficiency is, this is just another reason to make sure that you're supplementing with pancreatin, supplementing with pancreatin-containing products, supplementing with the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. I cannot stress this enough. If you are dealing with any digestive problems, or even if you don't think you have any digestive problems, get yourself on those ultimate enzymes. The benefits are tremendous, and the benefits are diverse, including for the pancreas and now including for the absorption of vitamin B12. You can find out all about the ultimate enzymes on our shopping cart at brightsideben.com. Another important function of the pancreas involves the production of plain old baking soda, sodium bicarbonate. The pancreas pumps out sodium bicarbonate, and this sodium bicarb is very important for the absorption of nutrients from food. When food leaves the stomach and enters into the intestine, signals are sent from the intestine to the pancreas, and a big squirt of sodium bicarb, as well as other pancreatic juices, trypsin and chemotrypsin, and the other enzymes we've been talking about, a big squirt of this stuff comes out of the pancreas, goes into the intestine, where it helps the improve the digestion of fats, of carbohydrates, and of protein. And this is the point at which raw foods that contain live enzymes can be very beneficial. According to Dr. Howell, who wrote the book Enzyme Nutrition, the pancreas can conserve, it can save some of its enzyme power if the foods that we're eating contain enzymes, if they're preloaded with enzymes. Eating raw saves the pancreatic enzymes. It conserves the pancreatic enzymes. And this is why you want to make sure at least a certain portion of your foods are raw foods, especially raw fruits and vegetables. Chewing your food really well can also help support pancreatic enzyme activity. It can also help conserve pancreatic enzymes. If you're dealing with pancreatitis, if you're dealing with digestive problems, if you have diabetes, using enzyme-rich food, using raw fruits, raw veggies, and chewing your food can help reduce the load on the pancreas. The saliva actually contains enzymes, many of which are similar to the enzymes that are secreted from the pancreas. So just chewing your food can have a huge, huge impact on digestive wellness. Once again, demonstrating how easy and simple it can be to stay healthy and well-nutriated without resorting to the medical model, without needing drugs, and without needing insurance companies, and without needing doctors. If pancreatic insufficiency is a risk factor for malabsorption of nutrients, pancreatitis, certain forms of diabetes, even pancreatic cancer being serious, serious problems, anything we can do to support pancreatic health can be very, very important for health and for longevity. Chewing your food well, allowing it to contact saliva for as long as possible. Ideally, you want your food to swallow itself. You want it to just slip down your throat. Eating lightly cooked and raw veggies. These are all inexpensive ways to keep yourself healthy and to keep yourself out of the doctor's office. And if you're already dealing with pancreatic issues, it becomes extra important to use some of these enzyme-conserving, pancreas-protecting strategies. All right, so the sodium bicarb and the pancreatic juices enter into the intestine. They enter into the intestine after the food leaves the stomach. Think of a car wash. As your car passes through the car wash tunnel, different liquids are squirted on the car and different brushes are activated, and one step kind of leads into the next step. One step triggers the rest of the steps. The digestive system is the same way. As food leaves the stomach, pancreatic juices are squirted onto the food. The sodium bicarb in the pancreatic juices are highly alkaline. They have a high pH. The food that's leaving the stomach is highly acidic. It has a low pH, and this acid-base combination has a huge impact when it comes to digestive wellness, which I'll talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back on the Genesis Communication Network right after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All right, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us today. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 24/7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find a shopping cart up there with the Ingevity products, as well as a Join Now link that you can click on if you want to make some money selling Ingevity products or just get your products wholesale, or if you want to join the Brightside Ben team and help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. Click on the Join Now link at the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. All right, continuing on with the pancreas and bicarb. Bicarb, sodium bicarbonate that comes out of the pancreas, has a high pH. It's alkaline. And the food that's coming out of the stomach has an acid pH. It's like an acid mat, not acid mash. This soupy acid mash called chyme, which is kind of like a acid liquid that leaves the stomach, when it contacts the alkaline juices from the pancreas, you get this little acid-base reaction. It's kind of like the reaction that happens when you drop an Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water. You get this fizzing, and this fizzing reaction between the pancreatic sodium bicarbonate and the acid-containing food that comes out of the stomach helps improve the breakdown of nutrients from food. It's kind of like an acid-base reaction that is used by high-tech carpet cleaners, where preconditioners tend to be alkaline and then your post-cleaning rinse is acid. When something acid or something alkaline hits something acid, you get a fizzy kind of reaction, and that fizzy kind of reaction acts to chemically and mechanically remove nutrients from food in the same way that it acts to clean carpets. If the pancreas is stressed from making too much insulin, if there's pancreatic insufficiency, you're not going to be making the sodium bicarb. That means less fizzy reaction, and that means less absorption of nutrients from food. This whole bicarbonate connection to health and wellness is something that is not really focused on, even, unfortunately, by healthcare practitioners, and certainly medical doctors don't focus on pancreatic wellness as much as they might. Without sufficient bicarbonate, the entire acid-base balance of the body can suffer too. The liquids in the body have to have a slightly alkaline pH, and that alkaline pH, that high pH, is at least partially maintained by pancreatic bicarbonate. This pH balance in the blood is very, very, very important, the blood and other fluids as well. And pancreatic insufficiency can compromise pH throughout the body, not just in the digestive system. Pancreatic issues can potentially disrupt every system in the body, even cancer. The emperor of all maladies can be related to a disruption in acid-base balance that can be secondary to pancreatic issues. In terms of the digestive system, if the pancreas is not making enough bicarb, not making enough sodium bicarbonate, not only will you not be able to neutralize this acid-drenched food that's leaving the stomach, but even more critically, you're not going to be able to activate pancreatic digestive enzymes. Trypsin and chemotrypsin, those really important protein-dissolving enzymes that we talked about last week, depend on an alkaline pH, and that alkaline pH is maintained by sodium bicarbonate from the pancreas. If you have any kind of pancreatic issues, now you're not going to be able to activate these important enzymes, and you run the risk of protein malabsorption. The same way that enzymes for the stomach are dependent on low pH for activation, enzymes from the pancreas are dependent on high pH. And it's not just trypsin and chemotrypsin, these protein-dissolving enzymes. Lipase also depends on alkaline pH from the pancreas. Lipase is a very, very important fat-dissolving enzyme. We've talked about that in the past. And if you're not making enough sodium bicarb or you have pancreatic issues, you're not going to be able to activate that lipase. You're not going to be able to activate your sugar-metabolizing enzymes either. So you can see how this whole sodium bicarbonate and pancreatic connection to wellness is really, really important. In the case of stomach enzymes, there's another thing that you want to keep in mind. Stomach enzymes require an acid pH, and pancreatic enzymes require an alkaline pH. If your pancreas isn't making enough bicarb, sodium bicarb, basically baking soda, then you're going to have a problem activating, not only activating your digestive enzymes from the pancreas, but this bicarb deficiency can gum up the entire digestive works. When food enters into the intestine, It's going to sit around until there's enough bicarb that has contacted it and neutralized its acidity. So you have acid enzymes in the stomach. Low pH acid food leaves the stomach. That low pH acid food is supposed to get neutralized by pancreatic secretions, pancreatic juices like sodium bicarbonate, and then that food gets to move through the digestive tract. If you're dealing with pancreatic insufficiency and you're not making enough bicarb, and the bicarb isn't getting into the intestine, your food is just going to sit there. It's going to be waiting for sodium bicarbonate to neutralize it. Food that's sitting in the digestive tract is never, ever a good thing. Food that's sitting around in the digestive tract can become stagnant in the digestive tract. Food is supposed to be moving through the digestive tract, assimilated into the blood quickly and efficiently, and when food hangs out too long, it becomes a wonderful growth medium for bacteria. So get this. This is very, very important. Food, it leaves the stomach. It's acidic. That's because of the enzymes and the juices from the stomach. As that food leaves the stomach, that acid food, that acid-drenched food, it gets neutralized by sodium bicarbonate, and that moves it through the digestive tract. If there's not enough sodium bicarb, the food is just going to sit there awaiting more sodium bicarbonate for neutralization. Food that is just sitting in the digestive tract becomes a perfect growth medium for bacteria. Now, use your imagination here, folks, and picture food sitting in the intestine. While it's waiting for its enzyme and bicarb bath from the pancreas, this food is being fed on by bacteria, and it's basically rotting and fermenting. Can you picture this in your mind's eye? Rotting and fermenting and putrefying food in the intestine, secondary to deficiencies in pancreatic juices. What do you think the health implications of this unsavory scenario are going to be? Rotting, fermenting, putrefying food sitting in the intestine. Well, the health implications are not good. Bacteria overgrowing on static food is basically the beginnings of every single degenerative disease process you can name. And I'm talking about rosacea, I'm talking about psoriasis, I'm talking about autoimmune diseases, I'm talking about heart disease, I'm talking hypertension, I'm talking diabetes, I'm talking cancer. Pretty much anything that can go wrong in the body can go wrong secondary to this rotting, putrefying food that's sitting around in the stomach. First of all, the bacteria overgrowing are going to activate an immune response. The immune response, that's your body's defensive response. If you have an immune response, a defensive response in the digestive tract, that can mean irritable bowel syndrome, for example. That can mean ulcerative colitis. That can mean leaky gut syndrome, where food actually leaks into the blood through holes that develop in the intestine, more immune response, this time in the blood, and on and on and on, it can spiral out of control. All right, we're going to continue this very important discussion on pancreatic wellness on our next program. Next segment at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to be talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. You're going to want to tune into that. Tune in.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thanks for joining us, friends. I am honored to have our next guest, our first guest in a while on, actually. Linda Peterson is the author of The Healing Journal, Taking Control of Your Journey Through Cancer. It's a story that's inspiring as well as important and valuable, and I'm very pleased to have Linda on the air. Hello there, Linda Peterson. Welcome to The Bright Side.
Hello, Ben. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for wanting to come on board. You're in the Yukon Territory, right?
I am. I'm in Whitehorse, which is in the Yukon Territory in northern Canada, right next to Alaska.
And what's it like in the Yukon Territory this summer? Are you guys dealing with a heat wave like we are?
No, you know what? We've actually had a very, very cool, rainy summer until a few days ago, and the sun has come out, and now we're all thoroughly enjoying it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I saw some pictures. Since I found out that you were in the Yukon Territory last week, I got on Google and looked at some pictures, and, man, it is a beautiful, beautiful place to live. You're very lucky.
Oh, it is.
And I was thinking,
yeah.
I'm saying that as somebody who lives in a pretty darn beautiful place myself, but I wouldn't mind checking out the Yukon Territory sometime. All right, let's talk a little bit about your book. You say in one of the first things I notice about the book is that you say you don't want to sugarcoat cancer, and I think
that's
really, I think that's a super important stance to take. So without sugarcoating cancer, briefly tell us your story.
Okay. I was first diagnosed in November of 2006, and I was diagnosed with follicular lymphoma, which is an incurable form of non-Hodgkin's. It was throughout my abdomen and throughout my chest, along my aorta, and down the path of my spine. And as you can imagine, I was completely freaked out. I was
concerned. One moment. Were you blindsided? Like you had no health issues? It just came out of the middle of nowhere?
It really did come out of nowhere in the sense that I didn't expect that. I knew that something wasn't right. I had had some horrible back pain, and I kept sort of putting it off to say, oh, well, you know, I must have lifted a suitcase the wrong way, or, well, maybe I'm not sitting properly at work. I even had the ergonomics expert come in. He said, yes, you're not sitting properly at work. So I kept trying to sort of brush it off, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and I had this horrible deep fatigue that just would not go away, and the pain and the fatigue was just overwhelming, and to the point where there were days, I'm a teacher by trade, and there were days when I would have to, as the students left my room, I'd go and lock the classroom door, turn off the lights, and go and lie down behind my filing cabinets to just try and have a little bit of a break. And it was just a horrible feeling because I knew something is seriously wrong. So when I went to see my doctor, he actually took one look at me and he said, you're not well. And he did a very thorough examination, and my husband happened to have been in the waiting room, and he looked at me and he said, would you like your hubby to come in while I talk to you about this? And I knew at that moment that something very wrong was happening with my body. So that really began what I refer to as the dance of tests and procedures and some pretty difficult and humiliating procedures as well, because your body suddenly becomes this science experiment.
Wow.
And there are doctors talking about all kinds of things that you don't know what they're saying. It's completely over your head. Unless you're in the medical field, you really don't know about this stuff. So it was quite difficult to take, and I was also extremely concerned about how it was going to affect my family. I went through a range of emotions. I think one of the first things I said after I learned the diagnosis was that, you know, I really wanted to be here to hold my grandchildren one day. And then I went through from there this fear of, oh, my God, I'm going to die, because there was everything that I knew about cancer. It was you go bald, you throw up, and then you die. And so I had to sort of really dig deep and say, oh, my gosh, how am I going to get through this? Because I have so much to live for.
Now, can I ask you how old you were when you got struck?
I was 42 at the time.
Wow. Wow. And you had a family and kids and the whole bit, huh?
Exactly. I have my husband and I have actually been together since I was 14 years of age, believe it or not. And, we are each other's best friends, and he is my rock, I call him. He has always been that way, and we have two incredibly beautiful children we're so proud of. That was the first year that they had, in fact, it was that fall, they had just gone off to school. My daughter went to Prince George, B.C. to begin her degree in nature-based tourism management, and my son went off to Castlegar, B.C. to do his aviation. So, we're very proud of them, I was actually just sort of getting to the point of thinking, wow, how do I fill the time and space now that the kids are away at school? Suddenly my thoughts changed to, how am I going to tell my children that their mother has cancer? So it was quite an adjustment.
Now, I want to get into the book in a moment, but just real quick, without getting into too much details, is this where the idea for the book came in, how to tell your family, how to communicate with your family?
That came later, but basically what happened was that as I was going through this and starting to feel as if, you know, all these tests were obviously being done for me and to me, but I felt strangely that everything was being done without me. and I sort of felt victimized again. And then suddenly I just thought, you know what, you better get a grip on this. I mean, as a teacher, I was always telling my students to never give up. In fact, I had a poster in my classroom of a pelican that has a frog in its mouth, and the frog has the pelican by the throat, and the caption is never give up. And I refer to that quite often in teaching when students were going through a difficult time. So there was that, and then I thought, you know what, you're always telling your students and your own children to take control of their own destinies and to get organized, and that with organization comes empowerment. And so I said, you know what, Linda, it's time to put your money where your mouth is.
Wow.
So I started carrying around with me a journal and my day planner and my list of questions and a binder, and I became what I call a bit of a difficult patient in the sense that I asked a million questions.
We love difficult patients. We love
well,
difficult
you know
patients.
What? I think for me, it's a case of you are your own best advocate, and right. You know your body the best.
Yeah.
So medical science and your doctor are obviously going to take you to a certain place, but it's up to you to make sure that they have all the information they need about you and your history and maybe your genetic makeup, you know, in terms of your family medical history and that sort of thing. And I think part of that for me was as I went through the process, I kept looking for something to record all of these details that suddenly had become important, and it just wasn't out there.
And that's what you're thinking with the book. And I don't want to get into the book just yet because I want to find out, how did you reverse this thing? Now, you're completely in remission, right?
I am, yes.
How did you do that? How did you do it? Help our listeners. Help anybody out there listening who's dealing with cancer or has a loved one dealing with cancer. What did you do to remit?
So what happened was I went through, I'll give you a real quick outline here, is I went through 4 months of a full chemotherapy followed by a protocol of 2 years of maintenance chemotherapy, which was once every 3 months. After that, they did another CT. Of course, there had been many along the way, but at that point, they did a CT and found that there were two nodes left that were quite stubborn, and so I was in partial remission for a little while there.
Linda, hang tight. We got to take a break, okay?
Sure.
Hang tight, and we'll finish this up, and I want to get into your book specifically. We're talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal. You're listening to Bright Side on Pharmacist Ben. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away. Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
The GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and we're talking to Linda Peterson about her book, The Healing Journal. Linda? You were talking about chemo and some of the things that you had to go through to go into remission, and I want you to finish up talking about the chemo thing, but then I want to know if you went into any nutritional strategies, what you did in terms of diet and food. We talk a lot about nutrition on this program. I'd like to hear how you use that as well. So finish up with the chemo, tell us about nutrition, and then I want to get into the book a little more specifically.
All right, perfect. So as I was saying, I went through, had the 2 years of maintenance chemo. They found that there were still two stubborn nodes behind the chest wall that could not be biopsied. So the decision was made to sort of leave it be. And so I picked up the pieces of my life and carried on. And I'll talk about how I did that in a couple seconds here. So it carried on with my life. I actually hiked the Grand Canyon with my father, which was a lifetime dream of both of ours, and that was incredible. And I went on a trip with my husband, and then it came back. That deep fatigue came back. All too familiar pain was back, and the cancer had transformed to something called diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, which, as I understand it, Ben, is just a faster-growing cousin of the original cancer. So there were more tests and procedures, and then the decision was made that I would have a stem cell transplant using my own stem cells, which was incredibly frightening, as you can imagine. It involved three more rounds of full chemo to cleanse my body of as much cancer as possible before extracting my stem cells. At that point, I was admitted to the hospital, underwent 6 days of high-dose chemotherapy, sometimes twice a day, and then the stem cells were given back to me. And, of course, all the effects of chemo intensified to the point where, at one point, my white blood count was 0.0, which was extremely frightening on the one hand, but really exciting on the other, because that was the goal, essentially, to wipe the slate clean so that my stem cells could create healthy bone marrow. And I'm happy to report that I am now cancer-free.
So it
worked. It was fantastic. But, you know, it has been a long journey, and there have been a lot of things that I did on my own, which I call healing strategies, and diet is a huge part of that. I had always been a pretty healthy eater, but I think I just sort of went on the idea of, yes, I know that fruits and vegetables are good for me and low fat, et cetera, et cetera, but I didn't really understand the concept of what I was putting in my body and why. Whereas now I've taken a much greater interest in the foods I eat and what they actually do for you. So, for example, I eat a diet that's really rich in antioxidants. I make sure that I have, for example, Brazil nuts every day because they are high in selenium, which is very good for me. And I like to look at different foods that I know have cancer-fighting properties in them. Not that I have cancer anymore, as far as I know. Hopefully never, ever will again. But in terms of prevention. So, you know, what you eat, to me, I mean, we really have to think about these things. What are you putting in your body?
Right. How about exercise?
Yes, absolutely. You know, even when I was going through chemo, I still exercised every single day. Now, some days I was so sick that the exercise for me was as simple as just moving my toes and a little bit of stretching and that kind of thing. But where I was able, I got up and I walked. Even when I was in the hospital, I walked around the ward. And then when I was well enough to be released, I went on little short walks. And, yeah, you know, there were days when that walk was to the end of the driveway and back.
That was enough, huh?
You know what? You do whatever you can, but our bodies were designed to move.
Yes, absolutely.
So we need to actually move them. And I think that in terms of your healing strategies, and, of course, there are many that I talk about in the book, but diet and exercise are two incredibly important ones.
Okay, I've got a few more minutes left. Let's talk about the book specifically. What is it that you wanted to accomplish? What was your purpose in writing the book?
My purpose was to show patients that, first of all, you're not alone. I have my story in there to show them, from beginning to end what it is like and that your thoughts and emotions and everything else that you're having are completely normal. So I wanted it to be a support. I wanted it to be record-keeping so that patients could see that with organization, as I said, comes empowerment. And by simply being able to record all those details, you'll be able to free your mind and concentrate on healing. I wanted there to be a place where patients and their families could turn to for some guidance. You know, I read a lot of books when I was going through it, and they were all written by survivors or doctors. And the ones that were written by survivors were written clearly from the perspective of somebody who had already accepted it. I wanted to have all the emotions I had, pre-acceptance. And I wanted to have in here as well strategies that will help you to live your life in a more positive way. There is life during cancer, a very good life. And there are a lot of different techniques that you can do to live a very powerful and positive life, which will help you in your healing.
Yeah,
and that's really important.
I think our listeners should know that this is not like a typical book, like a cover to cover you read from one end to another.
Correct.
Kind of book. It's sort of set up like almost like a one of those time management books. Explain to our listeners what exactly the unusual setup of this book a little bit.
Sure. So it was really important to me, Ben, that the book was very user-friendly. It's coil-bound, it's easy to tote around, it's 6x9, and it's divided into sections. The first section is my own story, as we've discussed, and there's a lot of information in there, which is there to be inspirational. The next section is a journal, so that patients can reflect as they move through their own journey with cancer. And the bottom of those pages are lots of quotes of healing and faith and courage and all that kind of stuff as well. The next section are healing strategies, which are things I learned along the way and place for patients to examine things like what food am I putting in my body, what exercise am I doing, as well as other techniques that I talk about, relaxation, relationships, that kind of thing. The next one is medical history. You're asked questions about your medical history about a million times. And when you're sick, you're not always going to be able to think very clearly about it. So here is a space for you to write in all of your medical history in terms of what medications have you been taking, your lifestyle factors, other health conditions you may have had dealing with, joint pain or anything else like that. Your immunizations, any hospitalizations you've had, your family medical history. And so you can, the idea is that you can take this with you. If your doctor asks you something, you can say, yes, actually, I do know that information. So that's in there. A treatment journal to keep track of your chemotherapy and your radiation treatment. Who's taking you? What are the pre-treatment meds you have to have? Are there any concerns or questions you have? you know, any side effects that you weren't aware of. That sort of information is in there for you to keep track of. There's a section to keep track of appointments with lots of space to write down not only, you know, where and when, but the reason for your appointment, any special instructions and questions you might have for your doctor. The next section is on getting organized, which is simply about the other parts of life, because life carries on whether you're sick or not. Place for you to record your to-do list. Maybe you've got to get someone to look after the kids, or you have to cancel the paper because you have to go for treatment or whatever. There's space for you to put that information in there. The next one is travel arrangements. Many of us have to travel for treatments. Most of my treatments were done, here in Whitehorse, but a lot of them were done in Vancouver as well. So there's a lot of travel in there. So there's space for you to record all your transportation information, your accommodation information, and record your expenses.
That's so cool. We're going to run out of time here real quick. I want to give people an opportunity to get the book if they can, if they want to. Give out your website real quick.
Sure. The website is www.thehealingjournal.ca, and your listeners can go there and look at the rest of the sections of the book, see the beautiful color tab dividers, and it gives you more information, like, for example, the file pocket at the back, photo pocket in the front, ordering information is there, and my website, again, www.thehealingjournal.ca, and my email is also there. If anybody has any questions, they can certainly contact me.
info@thehealingjournal.ca. It's a really beautiful book, too, by the way, Linda. Just attractive, and it's easy to tote around, like you say. 50% of the proceeds are going where?
They're going to organizations raising funds for cancer research and patient care, and that was really important for me to find a way to give back, because I feel that my book is not only helping patients of today, but by donating money, we're helping patients of tomorrow.
Good job. Congratulations. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work, and congratulations on your healing journey. It's really neat. 50% of the proceeds go to organizations raising funds for cancer research. Her Linda's website is www.thehealingjournal.ca. You can purchase the book off the website. Thanks so much, Linda. God bless
you.
Thank you very much. Thank you to all our listeners as well. I encourage anybody who's dealing with cancer or anybody who has a family member dealing with cancer to take a look at this book on the website, thehealingjournal.ca. Where to purchase the book, and again, 50% of the proceeds go to organizations raising funds for cancer research. All right, that's all we got time for today. Tomorrow we'll continue talking about the pancreas and digestive wellness. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
My Magic Mud is a tooth whitening powder that removes plaque and detoxifies your mouth. It's safe for your enamel, giving you a beautiful polish and a dentist-like clean after every use. My Magic Mud is also the perfect remedy for pain caused by sensitivity. It strengthens your teeth and gums for a strong, healthy smile. The ingredients are 100% natural, and it's safe for children. Simply brush with My Magic Mud right before bedtime for a cleaning you can count on. Visit MyMagicMud.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time-consuming.
time-consuming expensive office visits?
No.
No.
And no-no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.